Blog Talk Radio.
Yay. Got my show to work. Oh, this online stuff can be a real pain in the ass. Anyway, I've been cut off as far as the amount of time I can do a radio program. But I wanted to do a quick radio program. Haven't done it in quite a while, a few months. And I quit my paid subscription. Now I just do a free radio show. I can only do a half hour per day. So here's my half hour minus 20 minutes because I couldn't log in. Anyway, I've been watching and listening to videos about the situation in Syria, and I am very highly alarmed by what is going on in the world as far as a war footing. And the situation in Syria, period, regardless of what your thoughts are, Qatar and Saudi Arabia want to build pipelines, oil pipelines, through Syria up into Europe so that Europe can get away from their reliance on Russian oil. And if you think about the elements, the dynamics behind that, it makes perfect sense that a couple things. One, Europe doesn't want to be reliant on Russia for oil, and there are dynamics behind that whole thing. I mean, Russia is looked at as a bad place. Putin's an asshole in the world thought process. I think the guy's pretty freaking astute. He is who he is. He has a country, and they should be able to sell oil and whatever. Anyway, Qatar and Saudi Arabia are incredibly ambitious as far as their goals and their meanings. Saudis are bombing Yemen, for example, right now. Yemen hasn't done anything against anybody in a long time. I mean, it's a bad place to be. Anyway, Saudis were never militarized in the past, and now they are being militarized by the U.S. government and NATO and that goddamn fucking pig fuck Obama. And I'm going to rail against this fucking cocksucker because he's such a motherfucking lying ass piece of fucking shit, and I'm not afraid to speak out against him. Anyway, Saudis and the Qataris have a shitload of oil, and they can't sell it on the world stage anymore because the world stage has been destroyed as far as economic activity, and that's why unemployment is so high. There's so many bad things going on as far as economies and the world economies right now. And if you don't build an economy, if your economy isn't expanding, you're not going to buy oil. You're not going to have a need for energy and that kind of thing. And so the Saudis and the Qataris are desperate to sell oil because they have a shitload of it. And so they look at Syria and Assad, Bashar Assad, who is the leader of Syria, has said, no, I'm not going to allow you to build oil pipelines through my country. And so they're going after him, and they're doing NATO and Obama and the CIA, and these organizations have created ISIS and such entities that are going after Assad, and they're making Assad look like he's the one who's bombing his own people and gassing his own people. He's not. He's actually just like Gaddafi in Iraq. No matter what you want to say about Gaddafi, our media has made him look like he was an asshole and he's killing all these people, whatever. He was actually trying to help poor people, and he hated the Western paradigm. and the Western countries realized that he was going to rally people behind him and make them, the Western leaders, like fucking Obama and fucking, can't even think of the guy's name and have his face in my mind, unfortunately, head of the UK and all of Europe. I mean, the Western leaders corrupt. It's horrifying. And here are these people who have been subjected to bombings and all this stuff for the longest time. And our media reports back and says, they say something like, well, Gaddafi, what an asshole he is. He's killing people. He's causing bombings. I mean, think about the Lockerbie bombing. Anybody out there remember Lockerbie? It was a plane that was bombed and dropped into Lockerbie. And I think Lockerbie was in Scotland, if I remember. But Lockerbie, look it up, Lockerbie, if I'm not mistaken. And that plane was taken down, and Gaddafi was blamed for it. And there was never any proof that Gaddafi took that plane down. Never. Fucking never. And yet Western media, TV, and for those of you who don't know what media means, you turn on your TV and all of a sudden CNN comes on and says, oh, fucking Gaddafi fucking caused the downing of this fucking airliner in fucking Lockerbie, Scotland, and he caused the death of 431 people or whatever it was. I'll tell you something, we don't know that he fucking did that, and yet Obama and his fucking goddamn low-life scumbag henchmen, his followers, his NATO militaristic assholes, decided they could capitalize on such a plane downing, which they did, and they went after him and his country. He may very well not have had anything to do with it. That's what they call a false flag. Our own government probably planted a bomb on that plane, blew it up, and then said Gaddafi did it. This is the kind of thing that's going on right now. I don't for a second believe that the early supposed Arab airline bombings against Israel back in the 50s and 60s, which is the time frame I was born in and grew up in, I don't believe that was done by the Arabs. I don't believe that the supposed terrorist attack against the Israeli athletes in the Olympics back in, what, 72, 76, I don't believe that the Arabs actually did that. As a matter of fact, you can find books on that. It was an Israeli plan to make it look like their athletes were killed by certain people because they didn't like those certain people. And they were able then to get world opinion to say, yeah, go after those people. And they went and found them and assassinated people they didn't like, who probably had nothing to do with the killings of Israeli athletes. And then you had the 1982 bombings in Beirut of U.S. Marines, supposedly. Again, I think that was a false flag. I think that was something that was done to make us, and especially the U.S., the Western states, to look at Arab Muslims as being these really horrifying people. And you can keep progressing through time. The whole Oklahoma City bombing, that wasn't according to official story. There are some really bad things that went on relative to that. President Clinton had everything to do with having those people killed, no different than the Waco, Texas attack of the David Koresh compound. All this stuff's starting to add up. 9/11, World World Trade Towers. There's an awful lot that's going on. It's all adding up. It all makes sense. And I have this fucking loser entity screaming in my ear saying, "Oh, you only have 60 seconds left." I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, like I don't fucking know. I got a timer that you've put in front of me, and I don't have an idea how much time I have left on my radio program. Come on. Anyway, you guys, I'm glad to be back on air. I don't know if anybody will ever listen to my radio programs, but I'm going to tell you something. I know things. And if you can spread the word and tell people to listen to me, you should. Because I get stuff, and I'm going to inform you. And if you're not informed, if you think the mainstream media is telling you what is, and they're telling you the truth, you need to listen to people like me. Anyway, I'm Dan, ipragmatist@gmail.com. Thank you.